second Sunday of Advent. You can take a seat. The epistle is taken from St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, what things soever were written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind, one toward another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one mind and with one mouth you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another, as Christ also hath received you unto the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus was minister of the circumcision for the fruits, was minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. But that the Gentiles are to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore will I confess to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he said, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and magnify him, all ye people. And again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise up to rule the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Now the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. We stand up to hear the most holy gospel taken from St. Matthew. At that time, when John had heard in prison the words of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, art thou he that art to come, or do we look for another? And Jesus, making answer, said to them, go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he that shall not be scandalized in me. And when they went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaking with the wind. But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft garments. Behold, that they that are clothed in soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yea, I tell you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. The words of the most holy gospel. The Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. So take a seat, dear sisters, brothers. To God, the second Sunday of Advent. So the Holy Mother, the Church, is preparing us for the great grace of Christmas, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the image of St. John the Baptist is always the image of penance, preparation, of improving our dispositions to receive our Lord. Is the why St. John the Baptist is related today and next Sunday. Because we need to prepare to receive this great grace of Christmas, our Lord coming. So our Lord says something very important in the Gospel, in which Eusebius wants to dwell upon and meditate. First, we notice that our Lord do not answer directly to the Jewish, to his enemies. They want to. They are not interested in the truth. And our Lord answered them not by convincing by words alone, but he performed the miracles. But by seeing, they don't see, and they are blind, even if they look at them. Our Lord said, if by hearing, they don't listen, So, but for those people who only want miracles and doctrine is not enough, you know, they don't have the faith in practice. Because they are looking for something else, which is not the truth. They don't look for the truth. And he who is of the truth hears the words of our Lord, of God. Our Lord said somewhere else. You see why when someone doesn't want to hear the truth is either because malice or because impiety or maybe because blindness or passions or because culpable ignorance. It's almost something like that always happens when someone doesn't want doctrine. They want to see something else. So our Lord proved his divinity, we know by apologetics, sufficiently, abundantly by doctrine, by his doctrine. Yet many did not follow him. Even knowing it, knowing that his doctrine was divine, according to the law of Moses and the perfection and the goodness of God, they didn't receive his doctrine. Our Lord proved his divinity also by his holiness, as a model of all perfections, but even though they didn't follow him. Our Lord proved his divinity by his miracles, public, evident, showing by his own power, those miracles, that he was God. And he performed those miracles for that purpose, to convince them that he was the Messiah, God, the one to come. Also, our Lord also proved his divinity by his prophecies being fulfilled in him. But I want to dwell on this following point. Many do not receive his doctrine. They want to see something else. But for their own benefits, for their own human points of view, or human desires to see wonders. But they are not moved by faith, they are moved by sentiments, by passions, by human reasoning. It's why our Lord said something the following. He said, "Blessed is the one who is not scandalized about me." So I want to reflect upon this point. Blessed are those who are not scandalized about me. So those who do not receive doctrine, the faith, who doesn't want to practice it, they are scandalized about our Lord. Because they want something else. And that means if they follow our Lord doctrine in practice, they will have to change many things. Or they will have to suffer or has persecution upon them. They don't want that. This is exactly what means be scandalized about our Lord. Because by seeing his humanity and his cross especially, many people are scandalized. Why? Because that means they have to change. They have to love something else. They have to change plans and to change the way of living, the way to look at things. And to give up benefits, to give up human things, passions, and expectations, human expectations. This is why this applies to many, many people, traditionalists, who are scandalized about our Lord's doctrine or about his cross, which is attached to this doctrine. So many are scandalized even about his church. Because what they see the only the human part. When the Jewish saw our Lord's humanity, they didn't want to see the divinity or the cross. They wanted to see only the punishment, the sufferings. They didn't want to see the divinity of our Lord and doing it for our sake. So it's why people are scandalized. For our because our Lord's doctrine, or because the consequences of loving the cross, or carrying the cross. In other words, our Lord's doctrine is a sign of contradiction for many, in practice at least, If not in doctrine, at least in practice. We know that even in doctrine, for example, the SSPX is a sign of contradiction for them. It's a scandalized to our Lord's doctrine, because if they follow it, they will lose everything. They will be in the catacombs, and they don't want that. They want something benefit. They want some consolation. It's a sign of contradiction, the cross of our Lord, his doctrine in this moment for the SSPX, for example. For many, many others also. For example, when someone says it's times of confusion, really not. It's not confusion. Because our Lord's doctrine, his miracles, his promises are very clear. Crystal clear. His cross, the will of God is very clear. So really, who is confused, really is those who are not based upon the faith, upon doctrine, upon the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another may say that the doctrine, because contradicts their priests, their leaders, the signs, they don't follow it. It's another way of being scandalized about doctrine, about our Lord and his cross. Because they prefer to follow leaders, or what they have been doing for many years. They are not interested in doctrine. So they are scandalized because they don't follow the doctrine of our Lord, the cross. Because that will mean to abandon the way they are living, they abandon their leaders, abandon their bishops, abandon signs, for example, and to do a different way, and to go as an end, a different route in their lives. For example, no, another is the Orthodox. So the Orthodox, 10 centuries ago, we can say that they were scandalized by only one point in doctrine. Even until now, they have not converted yet. So what happened to those who were scandalized and therefore were cut off from the mystical body of Christ, as a schismatics? In this 10th century, we have seen for the Orthodox having upon them ruin, corruption, finally communism taking over and them, and Russia and the other countries. So there is no grace, no help from God, no our Lord dwelling upon them. Why? Because they were scandalized. They prefer something else than our Lord. Or for example, the pagans love their ways. A human, full of passion, full of covetousness and human things. So that blindness and misery of the pagans is evident in those countries that we see that paganism is abounded. Even today, second, new paganism through modernism and liberalism, only we see misery. God is not, the divine things are not there anymore. Ruling or giving light or giving comfort or consolation to people. Why? Because they have rejected truth. Excuse. Many of them can be for through culpable ignorance, other by blindness or impiety, malice, we don't know. But God gives sufficient grace. Yes. But it's not God's fault, never. So for example, Catholics who profess doctrine, but they don't practice it, in fact, they are also cooperating with the apostates. Yes, many are in this classification. They profess to be traditionalist, but their faith, their tradition, doctrine doesn't influence the way they speak, the way they dress, the way they go and send to the schools or the recreations and hobbies they have. Doesn't permeate them. So faith doesn't avail them because without works, faith is dead. Also, how many people are scandalized about tradition? People who see for first time tradition, they say it's different, difficult, obscure, ancient, doesn't feel me, I don't understand this, they say. So they're scandalized about doctrine, about the divine things. Why? So the principle is that there is only misery when we want to build upon different foundation, which is our Lord, is not our Lord Jesus Christ. Misery, ruin, and perdition, corruption. Especially with the attribution of February, we'll emphasize Christ the King is the foundation. It had to build up upon doctrine and following in practice also, permeating, influencing our morals, so as to live according to the doctrine of our Lord and His example. So dear sister, this is exactly what we are trying to do here in the convent. So we don't want to be scandalized about the cross, about the hardships, about being in solitude, about being in difficult conditions. On the contrary, we have to embrace the cross day by day. So today we have this cross, we embrace it, we kiss it, we accept it, we offer it up, because God always offered the grace together with the cross. It's a reality. So if we don't want the cross of today, we will be like the pagans, like the like those who are fake Catholics, who are scandalized by the cross, too much. No. The promise of our Lord is when He sends a cross, He sends the grace always. Especially for religious. We are obliged to be witnesses of the love, of the doctrine, of the hope and faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are obliged to say yes to everything and to do the will of God, and to embrace the cross, to be allowed oneself to be crucified, and to be allowed to be persecuted, and to be put into great trial, yes. In fact, this is the proof of the religious life. When we accept the cross, and we love the cross, we embrace it, it's the moment in which we are worthy to be at the side of Our Lady of Solitude, as she did it on the foot of the cross, accepting fully the will of God. Exactly what we meditate upon the sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the first sorrow. He accepted completely the chalice. He drank the chalice of our Lord Jesus Christ completely, without obstacle, without limits, with a placing objections. It's the only way we can be worthy to be at the foot of the cross next to our Lord of Solitude. We accept the chalice completely as God gave it to us, day after day. Otherwise, we cannot be religious. Yes, we cannot be religious. So may God give us the grace to give big witness of His love, of His cross, of His doctrine through the cross. In the Blessed Virgin Mary and her sorrows, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.